Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nuntes, and we are 6 lines from the top of daf Nuntes Amud Aleph, moving along in rather complicated sugyas, the halachas of Yayin Nesach, specifically Yayin that a goy touched. So, we've mentioned many times that when you talk about Yayin Shalev Dekechavim, there's really 3 subcategories. Category A is wine that a goy physically poured Avodah Zarah. Category B is Stam Yenam Shal Oiv Dekechavim, just like the Chachamim were Goyzer on Pas of an Oiv Dekechavim, Shemen of an Oiv Dekechavim, Cholav of an Oiv Dekechavim, Bishol Akum, Yayin of a Goy is Asur as well. And then finally, category C, which is Yayin, even if it belongs to a Yid. It doesn't matter who produced it, it doesn't matter who owns it. But if a Goy comes in contact with it, the halach is that that wine is going to be Asur as well. Yayin was mentioned in the first Mishnah of the 3 Mishnayos that discussed Dvarim Shaloyv Dekechavim that are Asur. What the first Mishnah had in common was they were Asurim V'Yisurim Isra Ana, and as a result, all 3 categories of Yayin, whether it's real Yayin Esach, Stam Yayinam, and even Yayin Shenoga Ba'Oyv Dekechavim, the Halach is Asur B'Shtia, and Asur Bahana as well. The reason some of these Gemaras are complicated is, number one, it's about 5-block Gemara, that's really 1 sugya. In Yeshiva, when they learn these Dafin, so they learn Gemara Rashi, from Nunhei Amud Beis really till Daf Samach, pretty much till the end of the parak, and then they go back to start learning the Tosfosin, because it's very difficult to even start with the Tosfosin and to start making sense of some of the cases and the Tziyurim and the Gemaras without seeing everything. So if you're confused, you know, we're all in good company. But the reality is that there are a lot of variables and a lot of permutations that you need to be mindful of when you go through this Gemara. Number one, a guy touched the wine. How did he touch it? Did he just touch it? Was he meshach sheichet, meaning he mixed it a little bit? He actually poured it. Did he do it bekavana or did he do it shalei bekavana? It's mevur in the Gemaras that although yayin generally is aser b'shtia and aser b'hana, thus it's in the Mishnah daf chav tes amud beis, but there were a lot of examples where there's going to be only an iser shtia, there's not going to be an iser hana. Why did the Chachamim say that when a guy touches wine, the wine becomes aser? Is it because they're concerned that maybe the guy was menasachet? Or maybe it's related to the Ikur Takan of Stam Yenam, which is Mavur and Lamed Vav Amud Beis, which Tosfos explained very nicely in Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, which we spoke at in the Daf. It's related not to Achshash Yayin Esach, but rather it's Mishum Chasnos. It's for the same reason Chavim Asid other Macholim Shal Oiv Dekechavim. And maybe there would happen Afkemina. Maybe would there be a difference if a guy touched the wine in a way where there's a concern that he was Menasachet versus if a guy touched the wine and we're not concerned that maybe he was Menasachet? Those are just some of the permutations and some of the different factors that need to be considered when you go through this sugya thoroughly. Either way, we do what we do. So the Gemara picks up today's daf with another Maisa Shahoya Kachoyer. Pchia Barabba Ikhlo Begavlo. Pchia Barabba was once in Gavlo. Chaz B'nois Yisrael De Ma'abrun Mei Oivdei Koychovim Shemalu V'loi Tavlu. He saw that a lot of the Jewish girls in Gavlo were marrying Oivdei Koychovim. Now, they understood you're not allowed to marry a guy, but they would give the guy a geirus, but a controversial geirus. So there was Mila, and there was no tefillah. Additionally, Chazah Chamra, Demazgu, Oivdei Koychovim, V'shasa Yisrael. They saw that Jews would hire Oivdei Koychovim to dilute their wine. Diluting wine was something that was very, very common back in the day, and as a result, people would hire employees, they would have staff, and one of the things they would want the kitchen staff to do is, you know, check, make sure you diluted the wine. And they had goyim, non-Jewish workers that were diluting the wine, the Jews were drinking it as if it was okay. And finally, another thing he saw that caught his attention was chazat turmusa, that certain type of food, the shalk lev kechavim, that the goyim would cook, v'achli Yisrael, and the yidden would eat it, v'lo yamalu v'lo midi. He didn't say anything. Also, the kamid Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Chiva Rabbah comes to Rabbi Yechon, and he presented Rabbi Yechon with these 3 things that he saw. He says, listen, they caught my attention. They seemed like maybe something was going on. But at the same time, I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't sure. I wasn't moicha. Rabbi Yochanan, what do you think about these 3 things? So Rabbi Yochanan told him, tzei v'hachreis, I want you to go back. And I want you to make the following proclamation. Number one, you should say, al b'neim shem mamzer. Being that these b'neis Yisrael are marrying goyim that have begun the geirus process, but haven't completed the geirus process, there was mila, there was no tefillah, any child that they have is going to be a mamzer. Additionally, you should let them know that their wine is yayin nesach, v'yayin b'shem yayin nesach, because being that goyim are being memazeg the yayin, diluting wine, is on some level negiyah. It's as if they touched it. As a result, they're drinking yayin nesach. Val turmusum mishum bishul levi kechavim. And they should know as well that the turmusum that the goyim are cooking is going to be bishul akum. And the reason I want you to tell them that is mishum she'enam bnei tar. Meaning it's not really bishul akum, but being that the ameyaret, so just tell them it's bishul akum. It's much better this way. So Rabbi Yechon told them, I just want you to go back and tell them. Aside for these three things, your children are mamzerim. The wine that you drink is yayin esach. You eat bishalakim. Otherwise, it's a wonderful community. And give them bruches. But those three things, you definitely have to point out. Now, the Gemara says, that what's pshat in Rabbi Yechon? Why did Rabbi Yechon feel so strongly about these three things? So the Gemara says, very gishmak. Rabbi Yechon felt that their children are mamzerim. So Rabbi Yechon tameitz. Rabbi Yechon l'shitase. And it's really made up of two members that Rabbi Yechon said. Rabbi Yechon lo ilamina gerachi imo vativo. Rabbi Yechon shita is that Geirus requires milah v'tevilah. It's really a sugya rucha in the Masechta Yevamos, in Perek Acholos, where the Gemara discusses different shitas exactly how a ger becomes a ger. We take for granted, we know it's milah and tevilah. That's because that's the halacha. But really, on the tanaim level, it's a big machlekes tanaim. But Rabbi Yechon was on upaskin that lo ilam ena ger achi milah v'tevilah v'kivat leitav alevikechavim. So according to Rabbi Yechon, these Bnei Yisrael were marrying goyim because they had milah. And they had no tefillah. So once we establish that these goyim are goyim, despite the fact that they have begun the geirus process, so now, says the Gemara, we can invoke another member of Rabbi Yechon, who said, Rabbi Yechon's shita is that if a Jewish woman has a child with a non-Jewish man, the child is going to be a mamzer. So that's Rabbi Yechon's shita. So Rabbi Yechon holds that number one, Geirus is Mila and Tefillah. Number two, a guy and a Bas Yisrael that have a child, the child is going to be a mamzer. What was going on in Gavlu? What was the first thing that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba reported to Rabbi Yochanan? Chaza he saw Bnei Yisrael, Dimi Abram, they were becoming pregnant. May Ovid Chichavim Shemal Dvalay Tavlu. So you combine the two sheets. Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Yochanan Tamei. Rabbi Yochanan told him, Tzei v'hachres, go and be machres to them and let them know. Al Bneim Shehein Mamzer. The second thing Rabbi Yochanan told him was, Valyena Mishum Yayinesach. Now what were they doing? They weren't really touching the wine. The goyim would just diluting the wine. They were pouring water into the cask of wine and they were making it drinkable. Why is that Yayin Esach? Says the Gemara, Bishum Leich Leich Amrin Nezira Schar Schar Lekam Leich Sikr. We had that in yesterday's daf, that even though really Mi'ikr Hadin, it shouldn't be Yayin Esach, because just diluting wine and causing Shichshuch in the Yayin Al Yidei, you pouring water into it, really that shouldn't be constituted as maga. Stating that, there are certain harchakis that the Chachamim made in the halachas of Yayin Esach. We learn it from Nazir, just like we tell the Nazir, don't even go in a vineyard. Nazir's allowed to walk in a vineyard. Nazir's just not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to eat grapes. But in terms of walking in a vineyard, that's something that's okay. But based on, we apply the principle of Leich Leich Amr Nazir, Schar Schar Lekam Leich Sikrav, that's why that was awesome. And finally, Avtumus and Mishum Mishum Lev Kichamim, Vishayin Bnei Tair. So if Yechanan said, that let them know the Turmus and that the guy were cooking, tell them they can't eat it. But then Rabbi Yechonah told Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, I'm only telling you to tell them that because they're not Bnei Torah. Sach the Gemara, time of day Bnei Torah. Oh, Bnei Torah, sorry. It sounds like Rabbi Yechonah held that really it's going to be okay. Faith Gemara, why should it be okay? Bishul Akim is awesome. Everybody knows that. And Vom Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Om Rav, Kol Shenechal Kim Moshe Hu Chai, Ein Boi Mishum Bishul Yev Dikachav. The only exception, this is the Gemara's Kasha, to the Isser of Bishul Akim is food that's nechal kemayshulcha. So if this is something that you would eat raw, for example, water. Everybody drinks water raw, right? You don't have to cook water in order to drink it. People will pour themselves a glass of water, even if it wasn't cooked. For that reason, if a guy cooks it, there's no bishulakim, because it's something that's nechal kemayshulcha. But the only time you have the halacha that something is aimed by mishum bishul yevdi kechavim is if it's nechal kemayshulcha. Meaning, if it's not nechal kemayshulcha, there is bishulakim. Turmesin was not nechal kemayshulcha. You had to be there, but apparently nobody ate turmesin raw. So if nobody ate turmesin raw, so l'chura it should be bishulakim. If it's bishulakim, sefreik to gemara, why did Rabbi Yechonan say that the reason it's bishulakim to them is because they're not Bnei Torah, and I don't want to start issuing kulas to them because they're going to take this kula and they're going to apply it inappropriately, they're going to run with it. It's not a good idea. L'chura, it's bishul akum because it's bishul akum. The only way it cannot be bishul akum would be if it's nechel kemoshu chai, and this is not nechel kemoshu chai. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ki hach lishna sfir leit. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav, Rabbi Yochanan held of a different kula, that kol she'eni oil l'shulchan, shal melachim, l'lafis b'es apas, ein bay mishum mishul le'ayv dike chavim. The halach is that anything that's not oil l'shulchan melachim, anything that's not choshev food, some have the girsa, it's choshev and it's used l'lafis b'es apas, it's used as a dip. But regardless, the point is, there's an idea that was said in the name of Rav, no less, that the only time there's an Issa Bishalakum is if the food is chashev. It's something that's oila al shulchan malachim. We spoke out, that's why candy, for example, you could eat even though it goes through some process that maybe constitutes bishal, but that's a classic example of something that's not oila al shulchan malachim, and as a result, there's no problem bishalakum. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan held of that halacha, being that turmison was not oila al shulchan malachim, so there's really no bishalakum. It's time of the Eina B'nei Torah, B'nei Torah Shari. That's why Rabbi Yochanan held that really there was no bishalakum. Why then did he tell them not to eat it? Because in Gavlo they weren't Bnei Torah. I mean, they were marrying Goyim. They clearly weren't Bnei Torah. So being that they weren't Bnei Torah, he felt that I don't even want to let them know. They shouldn't think that Tormesin is okay, because it's true. What they're doing with Tormesin is not usher. But if the Goyim are going to be cooking their Tormesin, the next thing you know, they're going to be grilling their steaks, and that's already, then you're going to have big problems. So the Gemara over here mentioned two kulas as it relates to Bishalakum. Number one, Kol Shenecha Kamei Shuchai. Number two, Kol she'ena oila al shulchan malachim l'afis be'asapas. The Gemara brings it as two lishnas. That's the way it was brought earlier when the Gemara brought it on daf lamed zayin amud aleph. But we know Tosis says over there that halacha is like both of these kulas. That's why halacha l'maitz and shulchan aruch. If you have any one of these mitzias, that's enough that there shouldn't be an iser of bishalakim. So something that's nechal k'moshe uchai, the halacha is, even if it's oila al shulchan malachim, there's no bishalakum. Number two, if something is not nechel k'mei shulchai, but it's ein oila al shulchan malachim, that too is enough that there shouldn't be bishalakum. And it has to be something that's not nechel k'mei shulchai. It also has to be something that is oila al shulchan malachim. If you can check off both of those boxes, then there's an iser bishalakum. But if you can only check off one, meaning it doesn't meet both criteria, then the halacha is, there's not going to be bishalakum. Zok the Gemara, bo minei Rav Kahana, v'kichavim maush. Could a guy work in a vineyard? Can a guy take an oven, grapes, and can he carry those grapes to the gas, to the wine press? At first glance, what should be the problem? The whole Isser Yayin, even the most from Machmer, is going to tell you, it has to be wine. Okay, he looked at the wine while it was in a bottle. I hear, maybe. But enough, we're dealing with grapes now. L'chura, on the grape level, there's absolutely no issue. A guy can touch your grapes. You can buy grapes in a local supermarket, even though the guy is handling the grapes. That's zicha not going to be also. But they asked Rav Kahana this shaila, could a guy work in a gas? Could he work in a wine press? So here already, there is wine in the wine press, so there's mokum to think that maybe the Chachamim would be machmer and say that this should be an issue. Amar lo, that's exactly what he told him. He said, Aser. Why? Mishum lech, lech, amrin, nazira, schar, schar, the kamer lech, the same idea, just like we tell the nazir, don't go into a vineyard. We tell the shegets, don't go into the vineyard either. Don't hire a guy in your wine press. So Rav Yehuda asked Akasha, he said, is that really true, Rav Kahana? Is that the right psak? I'll ask you Akasha from Bereisa, Oyveit, Kechavim, Shehevi, Anov, a guy that was working in a wine press and he was carrying grapes. He brought it to a wine press in salin or dardurim, different types of barrels. Even if wine, juices start oozing out of the grapes as he's carrying them, mutter, there's no problem of yayin esach over here because he didn't even make it to the gas. We had the Mishnah on the Flamin Hay that discussed at what point in the wine producing process, if a guy comes in contact with the juices, do we say, is it the gas? Is it the bar? What about if it's on the shoot? And Rafuna and the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achrayna. So we had a whole discussion, two block Gemara that got into it. But over here, nothing happened yet. He's carrying it. He's transporting it to the gas. At that point, there's definitely not going to be an issue. So what do you see from here? It's okay. So the Gemara says, Eisvei, Rav Yehemel, Rav Kahana, how could you tell me that it's Osir? Why? Because Lech, Lech, Amenazi, Uschar, Uschar, Lekamel, Sikra, Lechura, it's a Mefurisha Braisa, that it's Mutter. Amale, what are you saying this Braisa? Hevi Ka Amrit. The Braisa says Mutter. Meaning, if a Goy did it, he came in contact with the wine. Is it okay to drink the wine or not? Yes, of course it's okay to drink the wine. Don't throw the wine out. By the way, sometimes it could be baltashkes, right? This could be a double-edged sword. People, sometimes you want to be machmer and you say, yo, you have the bottle of wine, it's absolutely awesome. You pour a $100 bottle of wine, you know, down a drain. There's an invoice that comes along with that decision as well. Maybe you're not allowed to do that. You can't just, you know, lose a good bottle of wine. But either way, So the shayla that was asked to Rav Kahana was, so he told him, no, he shouldn't. Why? Lech, lech, I'm in a zero. But at the same time, if he did it, that's another story. About this, going to be mutter. Ahu esureigo, the nafal chavisa decham. Another story. So a lot of stories in these Gemaras. There was an esrig. We had the lulav the other day. Now we have the esrig. So an esrig fell into a chavis. It fell into a barrel of wine. Itri over kechavis v'shakle. So the guy jumps in the direction of the barrel. He quickly sticks his hand in to rip out the esrik. The problem is, he touched the wine. So now his hand is in the wine. The mashgiach sees this, and he runs to the guy. He says, don't move. Just freeze. Don't move. So the Gemara says, I'm the Rav Ashi, Naktuli Yadeh. Hold his hand. What we're worried about is, we're worried that he's going to, as he pulls his hand out, he's going to mix the wine. Shichshuch is nisuch. And he's going to be menasuch. Now, he already touched the wine. That happened already. But what we don't want him to do is, we don't want him to be meshachshich the wine. Because even though touching the wine in and of itself already created problems, but if he's meshachshich, it's going to be even more problematic. So at this point, the wine, l'chura, was already aser b'shtia. Because he touched it, shalai b'kavana. So based on, you know, the sugis that we didn't get into, at this point, really, the halach is, it's going to be aser b'shtia, but it's still going to be mutabana. If he's going to be meshachshich now it's going to be aser. So we have to find a way to get this guy's hand out of the barrel, or get the wine out of the barrel, without the guy ever being meshachshich the wine. So Rav Ashi said, grab onto the guy's hand, and then pick up the chavis, start pouring wine out of the chavis, which we saw in yesterday's daf, if you remember, that pouring wine out of a cask is considered koichai. It's considered koichai, and koichai shaloi bekavana like gazer beirbon. Right, koichai is a little bit more kuldik. But the point is, let the yid now go, and let the yid pour out. You don't even need the guy to do it. Let the yid pour the wine out of the barrel until it goes beneath the level of where the guy's hand is, and as a result, you're not going to have an issue. So basically, if the guy would have just pulled his hand out, then you would have had a bigger problem that we already had. Because at this point, the guy just touched it. Shaloi bekavana, it's also b'shtia. But it's not going to be asabana. Once the guy is meshachshech it, even if he does it without the kavana to be menasech, or maybe we're concerned that while he will be meshachshech it, he will have kavana to be menasech. But the point is, the rega, he's meshachshech, now everything becomes a little bit trickier. The bottom line is, that was what they told him to do. Amar Rav Ashi, hayav kechav menasech l'chamad Yisrael, bekavana, a guy that goes, and he's menasech a yid's wine, bikavana, he does it bikavana le shem avodazara. So this is a guy that wants to get at a yid. So he goes over to the yid's wine, he takes his wine, and he's menasechet la avodazara. So the chura, this is a big problem. This is nisuch yayin nesach 101. And if it's yayin nesach 101, the chura, there's no way in the world you should be able to drink it. Says the Gemara, even though it's true, the yid's not allowed to drink it. And not only can't he drink it, he can't even sell it. He can't even sell it to a guy. Because yayin nesach is also banah. But at the same time, shari le mishkol d'mei ma'ahu avi kechavim. He's allowed to be teiveya, the guy that was menasech, it, to pay him. My time, l'chura, isn't he having hana from this wine? If he's getting mad payment from the guy? So the Gemara says a very nice svara, mikla kalya. No. He's not selling it to the guy. That's not what he's doing. What he's doing is, he's telling the guy, you were mazik my wine. I want you to pay me for the wine that you were mazik. So he has a right to go and demand payment from the guy, even though he's getting money for yayin nesach, which looks a little bit like he's having hanah from something that's isri hanah. It's not a problem. The reason it's not a problem is because the gather of the money that he's getting is not hanah for his yayin. He's just demanding payment for the hezek that took place. So demay hezek is something he's allowed to do. Now, by the way, if someone is menasech somebody else's wine, lavoy de zara, is that so poshut that he's a mazik? It's a sugi arucha mesechtes gittin. It's what's called hezek sheini nikker. And it's all sugi in chas. Hezek sheini nikker shmei hezek, or hezek sheini nikker loy shmei hezek. And the pashtus is that even the mandama that holds hezek sheini nikker shmei hezek, it's only mid rabbanan. That's what most rishonim hold. Midday raisa hezek sheini nikker loy shmei hezek. L'may naf gemina, for example, adam ur la'olam. So there's a halacha that if an adam is mazik, Bein Shoigig, Bein Mezid, Bein Oynes, Bein Rotzen, the halacha is he's always going to be chayav. But Hezek Sheini Nikker, being that it's only Shem Mazik Midrabana, not Midei Raisa, it could be it's going to be a little bit different. So again, when you talk about Hezek of Yayin Esach, so it's really a shiloh of Hezek Sheini Nikker, but the bottom line is that there definitely is a Tzad Mazik. There's a Mandama that holds Hezek Sheini Nikker, Shmei Hezek. The bottom line is, so the Gemara says that even though you're technically taking money for Yayin Esach, being that you're demanding Mei Hezek, it's not going to be a problem. Why do I say this? If a guy is Menasech, a Yid's wine, for Avodah Zarah, but he does it Shaloi Bifnei Avodah Zkechavim. So the halach is Aser. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Matira. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, they both said it's mutter. So Goy was menasech a yid's wine, and it happened shaloi b'fnei avodas kechavim. That's all we know about what took place over here. So the Chum say, the Tanakama says aser, and there were two Tanam that said mutter. Why? Why did they say mutter? So the Gemara said mishum shnei dvarim. Echad, one reason was she'im menasech yayin el b'fnei avodas kechavim, because they felt that real nisuch for avodas zara only happened b'fnei avodas kechavim. And being that this happened shaloi b'fnei avodas kechavim, so it's dafka for that reason it's going to be mutter. The echad, another reason, she'im loy kol hemdich she'tase yayin el b'fnei, because they hold that being that ein adam oisad dover she'ein shaloi, so you can't make somebody else's item into avodah zarah. It's for that reason you can't be menasech somebody else's yayin and make it yayin esach. So two reasons why a guy can't go over to a yid's wine and pour it and it's suddenly going to be avodah zarah. Now if it happened b'fnei avodah zarah, that's one thing. But shaloi b'fnei avodah zarah, there's two svaras. Number one, the metzias was that guy weren't really menasech yayin l'avodah zarah. Number two, there's a svara of ein adam oisad dover she'ein shaloi. So Zok Ravashi, that even though we paskin like the Chachamim, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. But Hamia, if a guy would be menasech a yid's wine l'avodah zarah, the yid would be able to demand payment from that guy. That's at least something he'd be able to do. There's a svara to say he should be able to do it. What's the svara? He's demanding Dmei Hezek. And even though ordinarily you could hear a svara why maybe that shouldn't be okay, but when you're mitstarif, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira both matter anyways, Mishum Shnei Dvarim, they never had an issue with this case. So be mitstarif, those two tanoim, with the fact that over here you're taking the money directly from the guy, so it's here for these things, that's what the Gemara says, this halacha is going to be okay. Either way, just to speak out a little bit of raid as it relates to this sugya, so I was thinking to mention two kashas, both related to Purim. So we're still in Chodesh Adar, and, you know, unbeknownst to many, but Mishenichnas Adar Marbel L'Simcha doesn't end Shushan Purim. It actually goes through the end of Chodesh Adar. So we're still in the, we still have the Oiris of Adar and the Oiris of Mishenichnas Adar. So just two Oiris as it relates to Purim. So number one, so we had an Amud Aleph that the Gemara mentioned that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was Ikla L'Gavla, and he saw three things. He reported the three things back to Rabbi Yechon. The first thing he saw was that the Bnei Yisrael were marrying Ovdei Kechavim. No, not full-fledged guy. They would never do that. But these were Ovdei Kechavim that had a controversial Geirus. So nothing's changed. There was Mila, there was no Tfila, and there was some controversy. It is a Geirus, it's not a Geirus. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba comes to Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon L'Tameh. Rabbi Yechon is the one that holds that a person is not a Geir. Atche Yimol V'Yitpol. So as a result, Rabbi Yechon said, go tell them that their children are mamzerim. And the Gemara says, why mamzerim? That's also Rabbi Yechonel Tameh. Because Rabbi Yechonel knows that Eved Vekuti Abba Abbas Yisrael, what's the halacha? Havlad mamzer. So as a result, the child is going to be a mamzer. Now the emes is that we know that if a guy has a child with a Jewish woman, the child is not a mamzer. Child is a yid. And really, it's based on the fact that there's a big machloikis in Shas. Eved Kechavim Vekuti Abba Abbas Yisrael. Havlad kosher or Havlad posel? Rabbi Yochanan holds, that's Rabbi Yochanan Tameh, that Havlad posel. And the definition of Havlad posel means the child is a mamzer. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan paskin, go tell the Yidden and Gavla that their children are mamzer. But we don't paskin Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin Eved Kechavim Vekuti Habal Bas Yisrael Havlad kosher. And that's why, lemaisa, if a Jewish woman has a child with a non-Jewish husband, the child is going to be kosher. What's interesting, though, is that really, there's a machlekes rishonim what the definition of a Vlad kosher means. Meaning, you ask the man on the street, he's going to tell you, Vlad kosher means a Vlad kosher. Fashteitzach, well, what else does it mean? It's not kosher at all. There's a machlekes rashi in Tosfos and Kedushin Ayin Hei. The sugi is also in Yevamis, Taf Mem Hei, and Perek Acholetz. And there's a long marsha that's on a long Tosfos on the top of, and really on the bottom as well, of Ayin Heyam Ebeza Masechtas Kedushin, where the Marsha says that from Tosfos I learned that it could be Tosfos had a different understanding of Oyve Kechavim Vekuti Abba Abbas Yisrael Avlad Kosher. Avlad Kosher doesn't mean the child is a Yid. The child is a Goy. Child's a Goy, how can you call it Avlad Kosher? What it means is Le'umas, the man nama that holds Avlad Posel, that the child is a Mamzer. A Mamzer has no Takana. If a child is born a Mamzer, he's going to die a Mamzer. There's no way to get out of your situation of Mamzer. Tarfin said he had a way to be Matai, all the Mamzer. But the Pashtus is a Mamzer is a Mamzer. If someone is a Goy, he has a way to become a Kosher. How are you? They gives. But Avada don't say, says the Marsha in his beer of Tosfos, that if a Goy has a child with a Jewish woman, the child is going to be Kosher. No, the child
child is really going to be posel. The child is going to be a guy. Why then a Vlad Kosher? Vlad Kosher, that it's Shaykh, it's a Tzad Kosher. The Tzad Kosher would be Al Yedei Geirus. But Avada without Geirus, the child is going to be great. In other words, Machlokes Rishonim, what does Vlad Kosher mean? Does Vlad Kosher mean a full-fledged Jewish child? Or does Vlad Kosher mean the child is a guy? It could become kosher. It could become kosher Al Yedei Geirus. What's interesting is we, of course, passing a Vlad Kosher. So we're passing like the man number that holds a Vlad Kosher, number one. And number two, like the Pashtus, that Vlad Kosher means that it's a full-fledged Jewish child. Stating that, if you take a look in Eben Ezer Simen Dalet, that's what this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Pischei Tshuva has an Arichos, where the Pischei Tshuva says that he's found other Rishonim and Achrayim that discuss, they give merit to this other tzad. One very interesting Maravachim is a Rav Kiva Eger in Hilchas Mila. The context over there is that we know that Mila is Deicha Shabbos, right? Mila is Deicha Shabbos. It's a whole Amud Gemara and Perek Rav Lezer de Mila. The Gemara brings four different Makairis, but we know that Mila, even though it involves different Melech Shabbos, technically it involves Chil Shabbos, but at the same time it's learned out from Sukkim that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Says Rav Kiva Eger, and I quote, L'chayra, gam ba'ovet kechavim shahoylud mi'yisraelis, malon ha'isa b'shabbos. L'chur, if you'd ask me, says Rav Kiva Eger, if a Yiddish mama has a child with a shegetz, that child was born on Shabbos, and now the meal of his mama is going to be on Shabbos as well. It's going to be doicha. Why not? But says Reb Kivega, Ula, Lamashe Kasa Marsha. Kiddushin daf ayin heo midbeis v'tois v'sham. The sphere lay by the kechavim shabba abas Yisrael. Da vlad oi v'kechavim. That really the child is a guy. V'tzorach geirus im kein ein molenois of the Shabbos. Says Reb Kivega, based on that, you wouldn't do the meal of the Shabbos. V'ayin b'sefer atzei arosin. Evan ezer simen dalets of cotton dalet. That's what all these things are discussed. So amazingly, Reb Kivega, if you want to see it inside, it's in Hilchas Mila, simen reish samich vav, sif cotton yud beis. So Reb Kivega, at the end of Hilchas Mila, says a gavaldik chiddush. He gives merit to this shita, and he quotes the Marsha. It's interesting. So it says Reb Kiva Eger that based on that Marsha, that long Marsha, that long Tosfos that takes up Kamat, the whole Ayin Heim and Beis of Masech Miskedushin, that we have this Sad Mechudeshes and what Vlad Kosher means. Really, the child is a guy, so you can't do Mila B'Shabbos on Shabbos. For a Yid, Avada Mila's Doicha Shabbos, but for a guy, this child needs a tefillah still. There's a whole Geirus process. Geirus is not Deicha Shabbos. So if Geirus is not Deicha Shabbos, it's posh, it says Reb Kiva Eger, halacha l'maisa, it's not so simple that you'd actually be able to do the Milan Shabbos. Stating that, here's the Ha'ara. The Gemara, in the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, onto Daf Dalem Ad Aleph, discusses Daryovish. So Daryovish was also Koiresh, and he was the Persian king that gave the Yidden permission to build the second Beis HaMikdash. And there's a discussion in the Gemara. Was Daryovish Melech Kosher? Or was he not a Melech Kosher? The Gemara brings a Braisa that says the reason he was called Koiresh is because he was a Melech Kosher. But the Gemara says that maybe he wasn't a Melech Kosher. So how do you reconcile it? I'm Rav Yitzchak, like Kasha. Not everything is black and white. Kan Koidem Sheichmetz, Kan Lacha Sheichmetz. There were Tkufas, he had good days and he had bad days. There was a time where he was a Melech Kosher. But then he was Hichmetz. And at that point already he wasn't a Melech Kosher. So the Gemara goes into somewhat detail of the Tkufa, when exactly it was that Daryovish was Hichmet. Says the Gemara, me Hichmet, could you say that Koiresh really went bad? But at the end of his life, Koiresh gives the Yidden permission to build a Beis HaMikdash. And he gave them money, he financed the Karbonos and everything. So how in the world could you tell me that this Daryovish was Hichmet? That's the Gemara's Kasha. But you see from the Psukim that he gave so much money to the Beis HaMikdash and he was so proud of what he did, and that means that he must have been very, very chashah. As I fake the Gemara kasha. But the Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha. You know why? It's true. He gave a lot of money. He did great deeds, but he did it for himself. He did it for his gaifa. He did it shaloi l'shma. And being that he did it shaloi l'shma, it's for that reason, it's not considered a good deed. So you could say that he was really hichmetz. Freik the Gemara, is that true? If somebody does a mitzvah, he gives tzedakah, he gives charity, he literally financed the Beis HaMikdash, but he does it shaloi l'shma. He does it for covet. That's it. It's not a good thing. But Tanya, everybody knows the price. If somebody says, I'm giving tzedakah, but I'm doing it sheyichye b'ni, so that I should merit a portion of the world to come. Harei tzadik gomer. So he's a tzadik gomer. Why are you telling me Daryovish was hichmetz? Because even though he gave all this money to the Beis HaMikdash, but at the same time, he did it for his egen kavanas, who cares? You could do it b'shul sheyichye b'ni. You could do it b'shul sheyichye b'ni. And you're a tzadik gomer. So the Gemara like Kasha. Kan be Yisrael, kan be Evdei Kechavim. A Yid that does a mitzvah shaloi l'shma, it's still considered a good deed. A goy that does a mitzvah shaloi l'shma is not considered a good deed. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is Daryavish was a goy. And being that Daryavish was a goy, it's for that reason that what Daryavish did was considered to have not been a good deed. Why not? Because of the fact that he did it shaloi l'shma, and even though there's an idea of a reis tzad gomer, that's only by a yid, but at the same time, that's not by a guy. L'churish, talzich d'shayla, a little bit of history. Who was Daryavish? Daryavish was Esther's son. Esther and Achashverosh had a son. His name was Daryavish. He became the Persian king. He was the one that gave the Yidden permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Right? There's a subplot that's taking place, which is really hashtag rest of the story, in the Purim story. And that is that through the Ness of Purim, the Yidden didn't just avoid disaster back in the day. But really, the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash all came as a result of that. Imagine Esther's son is the king. He's the one calling the shots, that has the executive powers to give the Yidden permission to build the second Beis HaMikdash. He was also very young at the time. So you could imagine that Esther was whispering into her son's hands, into her son's ears, right, while he's making him peanut butter sandwiches. He was really young at the time. You could look it up. That I think this is a good idea. I think we should rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. Esther played a tremendous role. But the bottom line is, who's Daryavish's mother? Esther. Who's his father? Achashverosh. So had Daryavish become a goy? Her Daryavish is a yid. He has a Jewish mother. It's totally in our sugya. If a Vlad Pasul, he's a yid, but he's a mamzer. On the tzad that Vlad kosher, so Pashna says he's a kosher. But we just spoke out. There's a marsha, a long marsha on a long taisvis in kedushin. Ayin hey amid beis. Reb Kivager brings in Hilchas Mila Yerideya Simin Reish Sabach Vav that the Pischei Tshuva in Eben Ezra Simin Dalit has a whole arichus of Rishonim and Achronim that already reference such a tzad that over Kechavim v'kuti abav bas Yisrael. It's not a Vlad kosher that the child is a full-fledged yid. The child is really a guy. It just needs geirus. This Gemara, Volk Gevein, Arizig and Makar to that Shiloh. By the way, the Gemara continues and the Gemara says, now you know Daryavish was bad. Now you know he was hichmitz because the Gemara says that he was boil his kelev. If it was boil his kelev, then obviously that's a very bad thing. Says Rashi, how do you know it's bad? Because Ubnei Noyach Huzaru Alkach. Sheneva v'hoyu l'basarecha yatsu v'heima v'chaya v'oif. She'ein nasim basarecha she'ein yodim and others. Bnei Noyach Huzaru Alkach? What do you mean Bnei Noyach? He was a yid. As if to do Bnei Noyach Huzaru Alkach. Again, because Rashi was learning the Gemara. And Rashi saw in the Gemara. The Gemara said, Lei Kasha, can be Yisrael, can be over the Kechavim. I have Vlad Kosher. So if you hold that a Vlad Kosher means goy, he fought this Geirus, maybe Daryavish never had Geirus. I don't know why Daryavish wouldn't have had Geirus. Why would Esther have not been Begar Daryavish? But Luchura, if you hold Vlad Kosher, then it's a Festa Kasha. Now why is he a guy? Luchura is a yid. That's the first Ha'ara with a little bit of a Purim thing. The second is, we're learning the sugyas over here of Yayin Nesech. There's a Gemara in Mesechtis Megillah. Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says like this. We know the pasuk. Vayomer Haman Lamelech Achashverosh. Yeshno Yam Echad Mefuzar Umefoyre Deino Amen Bechol Medina Is Malchusecha. Vidaseim Shoyno Is Mikolam Vestasi Amelech Ena Moisim Velamelech Ein Shoy Velanicham. Amar Rava Lekud Yad Alish Nabisha Kaham. There was nobody who knew how to speak Lashon Hara like Haman. Amalei, let's go through this pasuk. Says Haman. Says Rava, and you're going to see what Haman was really telling Achashverosh. Tanoich Lino. Comes to Achashverosh, says, I was thinking, let's get rid of the Jews. Amalei. So Achashverosh's immediate reaction was, Mistafina Melikov, Lidavi Bikadavli Kamoi. Says, I'm a student of history, and I know that if you start up with the Jews, it usually doesn't end well. There's no way I'm going to take on the Jewish people. Amalei. So he told him, Yeshnoi. What does Yeshnoi mean? Miloshin Yoshnu Mina Mitzvahs. They're not keeping mitzvahs. If they were doing mitzvahs, then you're right. I would recommend you stay away from them. But they're not doing mitzvahs. I mean that they're not doing mitzvahs, they're vulnerable. You can start up with them. Amalei. So he told him, Ispur Rabbanon. I hear maybe the Hamoin Am, but there must be some Choshev Rabbanim. Amalei told him, no. Yeshnoi Am Echad. Am Echad. They're all one nation. Meaning, just like the Hamoin Am aren't keeping the mitzvahs, Rabbanon aren't keeping the mitzvahs either. Shema Toimer. So Haman continued. You're going to say, Karchan Yosef Malchusecha. You know, I'm going to create a karcha. I'm going to wipe out a certain part of your nation. No. Then befuzar beino amin, befuzarim heim beino amin. Shema toimer isnu hanav beino. You're going to tell me you have hanav from them? They're mefeirot. What does mefeirot mean? Kepreid is like a mule. Sheino isaperis. They're not productive. They're not contributing at all. Veshema toimer ikim medinta minayu. Do they all live in one medina? So maybe it's not smart. Talmud loimer, no, they bechol medina is malchisecho. And then Haman continued. He said, v'daseim sheino is michalam. He says, you realize their customs, their culture is very different than ours. Number one, deloy achliminon.
They don't eat our food. V'lo nasfi minon. They don't marry our daughters. V'lo minan tzvi linon. They don't let us marry their daughters. V'ez dasi ha-melech ein ha-moisim. They don't keep the dasi ha-melech. The ma'avki l'chosh, they never work. Why? They say, Shabbos ha-yoyim, Pesach ha-yoyim. And then finally, the punchline, he told them, v'lo ha-melech ein shavah la-hanichon, da-achlu u-ve-shasu u-mevazel le-malchus. When they eat and drink, they're mevazel le-malchus. Why? Because afilu neifel zvov b'koyse shalechad, if you see a year drinking wine, if a zvov, a fly would fall into the guy's glass of wine, what would he do? Zarka v'shesel, take the fly, throw it out, and I'll drink the wine. But the Madoni HaMelech Negei B'Koisai, he says, but if you, Achashverus, will touch their Kois Yayin, Choyftei B'Karkavein HaShesei, is going to pour the wine out, a fly can go in, he'll take the fly out, no problem. But if you, Adoni HaMelech, touch the Kois, that's going to be a problem. What's the makar to that? The sugis that we're learning right now. This is Yayin Nesech. If a guy touches a Yid's wine, the halach is a problem. Haman knew that, and that was what he used to instigate Achashverosh. Unbelievable. So that was his punchline and his rant to the Melech Achashverosh, where he gets Achashverosh to sign off on this idea that we're going to, final solution, we're going to wipe out the Jews. It was this, the fact that they're ochlu v'shasu u'mevazalei l'malchus. How they mevazal the malchus? Because if a goy, Adoni HaMelech, would touch their glass of wine, that would make the wine undrinkable, it would be off limits. The chura, it's a pala. Why is it a pala? Because it's true. Haman was right. The halacha is true. But in Haman's times, was that halacha really true? Was that halacha true in Haman's times? L'chura not. The Ikur Iser Yayin, l'chura, is related to chasnos. When we spoke out this Tosfos, there's something called real Yayin Esach. That's no different than if you throw a Evan l'Markulis, or if you're Poyer l'Poyer, or if you bring a carbon to any Avodah Zarah. That, of course, is Asabana. That's not questionable. But as it relates to Stam Yena, and as it relates to wine that a guy touches, l'chura, that's mitakonas tamid eshamid v'hilo. Now, if it's mitakonas tamid eshamid v'hilo, it was from the Yud Ches Dvarim, eshamid v'hilo lived a long time after Haman. So how did Haman know about this? How did Haman's times, there was no Yud Ches Dvarim in Haman's time, l'chura, what he was telling him was, there's an idea of stam yenam. There's an idea of maga evikechavim. So if there's an idea of maga, then l'chura, what's going on over here? Unless you're going to tell me that it's true, stam yenam, that's related to tamid eshamid v'hilo. But as relates to wine of a yid that a guy touches, it could be that wasn't mitalmid shami the hill. That's really related to a chash that maybe the guy was menasech yayin lavoy dazar. I mean that the concept of yayin nesech was nogay in the times of Haman. That's a din d'oraisa. That's biblical. So it could be the halach of maga was related to that as well. The problem is not so posh. It's a big machlokes rishonim whether that's true or not. So hotenach according to rishonim that whole that the idea of maga over kechavim b'yayin shel yisrael. The reason it's also is because of a chash shem and yisech. So it could be that Isidur Rabbanon existed back in the day. Even though we've spoken about the Goy many times, that most Isurei Dur Rabbanon came about in the beginning of Bayesheni. Okay, maybe this Isidur Rabbanon was true even before Bayesheni. This was true in Haman's times. That makes sense. Yayin Nesach is very chamor. Shema Nisech, you see how far the Chachamim went in terms of chumras, even if a guy looks at wine. So there's so many chumras in the halacha of Yayin Nesach, so it makes sense that you would have this halacha as well. But according to the Rishonim, it's the Ran and the Sugis over here, and according to the Rishonim, that whole, that the Iker Iser Maga is like Stam Yenam, it's related to Chasnos, it's Mishum B'nai Seyem. So just like he didn't have all the other Yud Ches Dvarim in those days, because the Yud Ches Dvarim is literally Mitamidei Beishamayu Beisilol, so how do you have this Iser as well? Akasha. Leave it at that note.